This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We learned last week the U.S. economy grew quite strongly October through December, with consumers out there spending it up. Meanwhile, separate data from the Federal Reserve show that over the last year, consumers have been doing more of that spending using credit cards. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Back in 2020, in 2021, credit card debt fell below its pre-pandemic level. Kathy Bosjancic, chief economist at Nationwide, says even though credit card debt has been rising ever since,
the recovery you saw in credit card usage, at least through the end of 2022, was really just getting back to that previous trend.
But Bosjancic says at some point last year, credit card debt started moving beyond recovery mode, in large part because the excess savings people built up during the pandemic have largely been drawn down.
And consumers needed to rely more on credit cards to be able to fund their purchases.
Another reason credit card debt has been rising is because of the strong job market. That's because people with jobs feel comfortable spending money on their credit cards, says Lizanne Saunders, chief investment strategist at Charles Schwab, which is a marketplace underwriter.
It's confidence in the labor market, whether it's their own jobs or just in general, the labor market.
That said, credit card delinquency rates have been rising this year, according to the New York Federal Reserve, especially among people with lower incomes and multiple types of debt.
When you add auto debt or student loan debt into the mix, it's just taking a much bigger bite out of whatever income is coming in order to service that debt.
Delinquency rates aren't necessarily a huge problem right now, says Jennifer Lee at BMO Capital Markets. That's because unemployment is still low and wages have continued to rise.
As long as we continue to see that rising steadily, that will be good support for the broader American consumer.
But credit card debt could become a bigger concern if the labor market starts to weaken, says Lizanne Saunders at Charles Schwab.
If you start to see cracks there, I think you could connect the dots probably pretty quickly to, if not some sort of collapse in consumption or retail sales, maybe a little bit more frugality.
And she says people might focus more on paying down their credit card debt instead of piling on more of it. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.